Dreamscape presents Give Me Love, a novel. Give Me Series Book 1 by Kate McCarthy. Narrated for you by Stephanie McPhee. Chapter 1. Performing the transformation into rock star goddess was quite a feat. I'd be up for heavyweight champion in the Makeup Application Olympics if I managed to open my eyes under the weight of all the layers. The only other alternative was to look washed out under the bright lights of the stage, so I persisted with my efforts. Many nights performing on stage should have meant I'd perfected the process, but being a natural girl at heart, I still struggled to get it right. The granite of the bathroom vanity was cool on my near-naked form as I finished lining glue on the furry black eyelash, leaning close to the mirror to tack it on as quickly as possible. Time was escaping me. And Mac, my fierce and predictable best friend and roommate, would be busting down the door with impatience soon. I didn't mind too much because I needed her to kick my ass into gear on a regular basis.
"Hurry up, asshead!"
I heard her shout from outside the closed bathroom door. It was accompanied by a few loud thumps for emphasis, causing me to jump in fright and attach the lash to my eyebrow by mistake. It wasn't exactly the look I was aiming for. "McElwain!" I complained loudly. Mac took it as an invitation to enter because the door burst open hard enough for the knob to whack the back wall with a loud thud, making a dent in the perfectly painted plaster. Oh, shit. Apparently Mac wasn't anticipating an unlocked door. I folded my arms and flared my nostrils, but she just let out a snort of laughter at my expense. At 24, Mackenzie Valentine was the same age as me, but far more beautiful than any one person needed to be. She was tough and direct, leaving me to believe that when God was handing out looks, she not only jumped the queue, she muscled her way to the front in order to take more than her fair share. She was golden all over, from the shimmery blonde strands of hair to her luminous skin, down to the golden sparkle of polish on her toes. Her eyes were like green emeralds, and not a single blemish marred her perfect complexion. Love her or hate her, there was no in-between for a person like Mac. In her defense, she had three older brothers. Hence, fierce determination wasn't just a way of life. It was a matter of survival, learned from the tender years of childhood. When it came to appearances, the only thing Mac and I shared was height and shoe size. But considering the footwear collection she housed in her wardrobe, this made me a very lucky girl indeed. My hair was dark brown to her blonde, with highlights of caramel littering the strands from the sun.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?